giant time capsule. And when I say giant, I mean super big.
How big is super big, Jamie?
Super big. 9 foot tall.
9 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. We have 4.5 foot bases on it. It's an hourglass shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a topper, we have a base, and then we have these caplets for individuals, for businesses, organizations that can actually go in that portion of the time capsule.
So if they've got some memorabilia that they think represents this little moment in time, this sweet thing we call 2020,
mm-hmm.
They can put it in the caplet.
They can.
And it'll go into the capsule.
Yes.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we go about getting one of these?
So you can call the examiner. We have a Project 2070 Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can message us on there. We also have an event coming up this coming Saturday, October 10th, 10-10-2020. So come on out to the event, 6 o'clock, everything starts. We'll have the time capsule out there. Mm-hmm. So people can take pictures. Our next magazine is actually devoted to the time capsule. Mm-hmm. The contents, the sponsors, it'll be a great issue. But as far as the event, we have Shorty's Food Truck is going to be out there. Everybody loves Shorty's.
Yeah, they do.
I saw that smile. Everybody loves Shorty's. That's a given. Right? Time Capsule will be out there. Yeah. We'll go through, you know, some of the more notable kind of items that are going in it. In the hourglass portion, we actually have plenty of room for things that the city want to contribute. You know, the library, the history museum. We'd like to reach out to businesses, mm-hmm. older businesses in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. and have them contribute something to it.
This is really going to be cool. It truly is. Now, the event, you say, is Saturday the 10th at 6 p.m. Where?
Unity Square.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is this where it's going to be buried, or is this just where we're presenting?
No, this is where we're actually presenting it. We'll do the dedication there, and then we're actually going to house it over in the library for the next 50 years.
Good. So we don't have to dig a hole like we used to in the old days.
Nope, we are not doing that. This way it will actually be on display so people can come in the library, check it out, see it, you know, throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is really going to be interesting. And they just give a call to the Examiner Enterprise in order to get a caplet. And you got to have some kind of restrictions, right?
We do. Anything that you cannot drop in the mail, don't try and put in your time tablet. No explosives, you know, nothing.
We've had enough of that.
Right. Nothing crazy like that. Just things that, you know, you want your kids or your grandkids, your great-grandkids, nieces, nephews, that kind of thing to be able to open in 50 years from now.
Now, I remember in the 70s, in the mid-70s, as a matter of fact, that these time capsules were kind of popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I was a kid, my teens, and I thought, wow, that was cool. And then I didn't hear so much about them. Then when we were talking about this earlier, I'm thinking, well, this is going to be pretty cool. Talk about a heck of a year to, you know, put one together.
Right.
I mean, for the sake of all people, there's this old curse that says, may you live in interesting times. You don't want to do that. But it's going to make for some interesting history as people open this up in 50 years. And they say, oh, yeah, that pandemic, I heard something about that. Oh, yeah, well, that's all we heard about.
Here it is. We lived through it.
We lived it in Bartlesville. And here's how we met the challenge, and here's how we overcame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to admit that when you guys came up with the idea, truth be known, COVID wasn't around at that time, right?
Right, yes. We were just thinking, hey, this would be a cool idea. The timing is great. The year is perfect. You know, dedication, 10-10-2020. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And then it did.
Well, there's going to be a lot of history in there. And, you know, if I live to see it, which I hope I can, it'll be interesting to look back on it. That'll be for sure.
It will. And I think now, how cool would it be if you could go right now and open something that your family had left for you 50 years ago?
Whew.
You know, how fun would that be? So
interesting, especially now for our children and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, too, for some of us, this history lesson. And it's all right here centered in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it even better. It's just how hyper-local this is going to be.
Right, right.
Have you seen some pretty cool stuff? Or have people told you what's in their caplets?
Yeah, so we are kind of checking the caplets, not to go through people's stuff, but just to make sure that, again, they don't put anything ridiculous in. Mm-hmm. As soon as they turn it back into us, we're capping them, sealing them, and, putting them to the side.
Right.
So we haven't gone through anything. There's lots of letters, lots of notes, that type of thing. We've been working on ours with our kids. So we're doing some silver coins, with the year that they're born. And I have a 10-year-old that wants to be a YouTube star. So he's putting his YouTube stuff in there and...
Little thumb drive?
Right, right. Actually, on the thumb drives, after researching, we found out that they're not going to last that long.
Oh.
Most likely, they will not make it to the 50-year mark. So we purchased a backup drive or just a regular hard drive that's very, very small that we can stick in there to put, photographs, PDFs, anything like that we want on there.
I pretty much thought a thumb drive would be indestructible unless, of course, you took a hammer to it.
You would think. Yeah, we were reading the flash drives. 10 to 12 years is what they're kind of marked at. And it's like, well, that's great because I'm sure I have plenty that are older than that. So we better start moving that stuff over, I guess.
Well, see, you learned something here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very good. Very good. Now, you got a lot of sponsors that, of course, helped out, too.
We do. We do. Our major sponsor is DSR, and they are great to work with. So involved in community things, just good people.
Mm-hmm.
We have Patriot Auto, and then we also have ConocoPhillips. And those are our three major sponsors. So
Sweet.
We are very thankful for them for helping out.
Have the schools been involved with this a little?
Yeah, so we posted something on Facebook the other day to give away caplets to the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, I don't even know, tons of comments. So the schools right now can actually come pick up a caplet for free. We have a couple different schools that have been writing letters, filling out questionnaires, things like that. Some of those will be in the magazine. Some of those will be on display at the event on Saturday.
This is going to be kind of cool.
Yep.
It's interesting. I still have a 13-year-old at home, last of six. And what they think about what's going on today and what we think about what's going on today, there are some similarities, but oh boy, are there some vast differences. It's their perspective is a little different than what we have going on. And you have a 10-year-old?
I have a 10 and a 14-year-old, yes.
Be very interesting to see their thoughts on what this year has been like.
Right. Yeah. Most of all for them, it's interrupted their sports.
Mm-hmm.
They're not concerned about much of anything else. They're so resilient about things. How, as parents, we're worried about every little thing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm worried about their education now. I'm worried about our food. Is there going to be a shortage? And, all these things. And, kids are just so resilient. They put their mask on in the morning, they go off to school, and it's no big deal to them.
Huh. Wow, that's amazing. That is just truly amazing. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how many different versions of the TP shortage we're going to get.
Right. I would guess several.
The great TP shortage of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should not worry about that now. But again, this event for the Capsule 2070 Project will be coming up this Saturday at Tower Center at Unity Square. Boy, that's getting a lot of good use, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. That spot is amazing.
It is.
It's great. We actually did our Night of Scholars and Champions out there when we had to move the event outdoors. And everybody at the community center, the staff there, are absolutely great to work with. They are the best. That's a great spot for events.
This will be Saturday at 6.
Yes.
All right, out there. And right there under the stars, I'm taking a look at the forecast here. Yep, clear night, 58. You're going to be sweating weather, maybe.
I was sweating it a little bit, Oklahoma weather, you never know.
give it 10 minutes, it'll change.
Right.
I was told when I first moved here, by the way, Jamie, that I should put a change of clothes for every season in my car every time I walk out to go to work, because you just don't know what you're going to get.
Right, that's pretty true.
Oh, my goodness sakes. And, Jamie, you, of course, are with the Examiner Enterprise, and this is one of the events and promotions that the paper has put on. Mm-hmm. And this really looks like it's going to be a fun one, too. So we want everybody to come out, have some fun, and bring your curiosity with you, and also bring your ideas and see what you can fit in that capsule.
Yes, and caplets will be available for sale out there. So.
All right. What are they running, by the way?
$50.
That's it? That's mm-hmm. All good.
That's it.
Timeless treasure.
That's right.
Well, very, very good. Tell us a little bit more how they can get a hold of you in case they can't make it out, and they want to get one, but it's going to be a conflict here.
Sure. So they can give me a shout at 918-335-8231, mm-hmm. or you can call the Examiner Enterprise General line and get a hold of somebody. We have a Project 2070 Facebook page set up.
Oh, you have one just for this?
We do. Wow. We do. So they can jump on there, send us a message, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Stop by the Examiner. Mm-hmm. So lots of different ways.
But the big deal is come on out and have some fun Saturday night at 6 at the Tower Center at Unity Square.
Yes. Take your picture with the giant time capsule. We will be putting as many of those as we can in our upcoming magazine mm-hmm. that comes out at the end of October. So
it's going
to
be fun.
And then the magazine is actually going to go in the time capsule. Preserved forever. Or 50 years, I guess.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fun. I can't. What color is this capsule, by the way? You know, we talked about it. It's 9 feet tall. It's hourglass shape. Is it a clear capsule? Or is it a?
It's not. It's actually steel. Superior has built it for us. And I'm sure I haven't been exactly the easiest to work with, as Philip would tell you. But they have been absolutely great. You know, putting it together and just all the work and the details that have gone into it. The whole design process, you know, they've been excellent to work with. Anytime I would come up with something, they go, yes, we can do that.
Well, it's Bartlesville.
So I love it.
That's kind of the signature of Bartlesville. Yes, we can.
Right. And we will figure it out.
That is truly amazing. It's not like they have these, cast dies all over the place going, hey, you got one for a 50-year, time capsule?
Yeah. We'd like to replicate that. Right. Yeah. So they have been great throughout the whole process.
Well, wonderful. I want to thank you for stopping by and being with us here today. This has really been an interesting chat. And again, Saturday night is going to be the place out there at the Tower Center at Unity Square. And we will see how this all works out. And hopefully it's going to be a big, big crowd. I'm pretty sure that you're going to do pretty well. So,
yes.
Again, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. We've got more coming up in a moment.